Well, good afternoon, Rihanna. Or should I call you Ray?
I don't mind.
I want to make you feel comfortable, so whichever you prefer, I don't mind.
You can call me Ray, that's fine.
Okay, good afternoon, Ray. Thank you for actually being my first interviewee on this particular podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're my first on Beyond Electricity Bill.
Amazing.
How cool is that?
This is very cool.
I read back on my questions and I thought some of them, I might change a few because some of them actually may not apply to you directly, but yeah. Maybe indirectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that okay?
That's fine.
Good. Okay, because I know you're on your lunch break now, I guess, are you?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, all right then, so I will start then. Okay. I know the 1st of October, obviously, for you isn't significant, but in terms of the energy increase prices, but has it affected you indirectly in terms of, cause I don't know whether you pay board or not, you still live at home, so in fact, actually... Scratch that. Start again. Would you like to introduce yourself?
No problem. So, yeah. My name is Rihanna and I am... I feel like I'm many things. The easiest thing I can say is I'm a professional creative. That's probably the best way to put it. So I started my business, Creative Corner, last year, and I provide branding strategy and graphic design for my clients. I also work in my church as a creative director, and I'm getting into the education sector at the moment. So that's kind of me and what I do.
Fantastic. And I'll go back to our first question then. So, yeah, the 1st of October has started. We're now on the 4th.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were worried about the energy increase, which is going to start from the 1st. It may not affect you directly, but I was wondering, does it affect you indirectly? Because I know you board, don't you? You're at home with parents.
Yeah, so I think it has affected me indirectly. And I think the first way that I can speak about it is that I've never really felt anything towards energy prices because I haven't needed to. Even at university, a lot of students that get their bills included, so it's not anything that many people have to think about in that time. But I'd say for me, the main thing that I've been feeling actually is just compassion towards my loved ones and my friends. So I just finished an internship at a primary school, and seeing the impact of energy price increases on organizations within the educational sector, it's actually made me feel like a level of grief for the children and for the families of those children, the staff members. I actually heard a story recently in the news about a school that had to ask their students to bring in blankets because they couldn't afford to put the heating on. And genuinely, like, it broke my heart that children have to experience such a thing, and families are being put under a level of pressure that they aren't ordinarily put under. And I'm not trying to generalize, because unfortunately a lot of young children and families have been experiencing this type of thing in the UK for a long time anyway. This isn't anything new to them, but hearing about how that could affect the learning environment of a child upset me quite a bit. And I think as well, mentally, especially for children that are in that formative stage, you're in a point of life where all you know is to trust your caregiver. Yeah. And so now you're growing up kind of in a world or in a society where you're realizing that external situations can affect the way that your caregiver supports you. And I think that's quite sad in regard to how much a child feels that they can trust an adult or a caregiver. So that's how it's affected me in terms of emotionally. But I would say in regard to me personally, I think it affects me as a freelancer, because where ideally I would want to increase my prices, I have to consider whether my clients can even afford to do such a thing. And so it can affect client relationships. It can affect my pricing and just, yeah, I guess my cost of living. So I think as a business owner, it kind of puts you in an uncomfortable position because you're forced to consider the needs of your client as almost as equally as considering the needs of yourself. So, yeah.
Wow. That's quite sad in terms of you're talking about schools.
Yeah.
Because I know where I worked, they tried to keep the sort of to the last minute, really, where they put the heating on.
Yeah.
And, that child did come into school with a blanket.
Yeah.
I wasn't there at the time, so I'm not sure what the response was.
Mm.
But that did happen. But that's quite sad. You know, has it changed the mood at home as well? If
not leaving light switches on, thinking even about like cooking and things like that. So I've been more interested in air fryers and seeing if they're more cost effective and things like that. So just everyday life, I'm just a bit more considerate of how I can help out and how I can kind of contribute in that sense.
So have you purchased an air fryer?
Yes, we did. We did. It's been very helpful, actually.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because obviously I don't know whether you've got a smart meter or not. Have you noticed a difference already?
I haven't assessed it yet, but in terms of research and things, I found out that cooking something for like 15 minutes in an air fryer in comparison to, you know, needing like a good 30 minutes for something in the oven, it can basically half your energy usage, which is crazy.
That's fantastic.
That's really good. I bought one as well. You know, you got to try these things.
Definitely.
Yeah. I was going to say, did it, you know, leading up to it, the price increase, mm-hmm. did you feel anxious about it for your parents or yourself even?
Did I feel anxious about it? I don't think, I wouldn't say that I felt anxious about it, but I think I did start to feel, I guess, a level of concern as to how high inflation would get, because before this cost of living crisis was even announced, you saw prices increasing even in Tesco with the meal deal now becoming £3.50 instead of £3. And I think for me, I was wondering how high it could get because there hadn't been an official announcement that this is the situation that the UK is in regards to being anxious, like for my family. Not so much, because I don't think in terms of like financial anxiety, I don't think that's something that we're afraid to speak about or is a taboo kind of subject. And I think it's just kind of having this mentality that it will work out, like it will be okay. And yeah, so I think for that reason, I probably wasn't feeling so anxious about it.
Good.
Yeah.
You mentioned about Tesco's and in store changes. What are your thoughts about all that? I mean, and has it changed your shopping experience?
For me, it's definitely changed my shopping experience.
What do you do differently?
Sorry. I'm back now. So when I saw the Tesco meal deal increase, obviously coming from a graphic design background, I saw how they actually used the cost of living crisis as a marketing ploy. And that was, for me, that was problematic. And so because I was able to kind of see through that, I actually deleted the Club Card app off of my phone. I actually deleted it because it made me, and once I did delete it and having like a week or 2 weeks of not having it, I realized I didn't actually go to Tesco as much, you know, because sometimes we end up spending more thinking that, oh, but there's an offer on, but if you don't have, if it's not visible, if you're not aware of the offer, you won't spend the money. And so for me, yeah, so for me, that's what I was doing in terms of shopping. And I think shopping as well, I have kind of adopted this method of, if I really want to buy something, I'm going to wait like 2 or 3 days and see if I still want it. Yeah, so I've been doing that, and that's been working pretty well because it shows me like what is worth investing to and what was just going to be an impulse buy. So in terms of shopping, that's affected me. And also I was commuting to work for a while, and so I thought a lot more about how I could save money with, you know, packed lunches and drinking more water rather than buying a coffee. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. And yeah, so that also had like health benefits as well. But yeah, so for me, that's the way that it, changed my spending habits, and also just removing all unnecessary costs. So subscriptions and things that I thought I needed that I didn't really end up using or missing once I ended them.
Excellent. And I know my question is about back in the old days. I know you're that old. But have you changed anything that you used to do and gone back like before, instead of buying a pizza, making a pizza, for instance, has it encouraged you to do anything like that, or baked biscuits?
Yeah, you know what, that's a really good example, because I've actually got some pizza bases at
okay.
Yeah, so I have been doing that, like buying the mozzarella, buying the pizza base. I mean, maybe it would be cheaper to actually make the dough, but I'm not that good of a baker, so pizza bases.
I've got a tip for you later that I'll share about the base to make it so much easier, but I'll share that with you in a bit.
Oh, that would be great. But yeah, going back to things like that has been good. I think also I actually invested in a travel mug, and knowing that I own that, it's almost like psychologically I want to use it. So that's kind of a way that I've gone back to that, because I used to bring a flask with me everywhere, but I stopped for a while. But now I've kind of gone back to it, and I've seen how much it's decreased my spending on a daily basis. Also just I think in university as well, like a lot of people we think a lot about money in university, a lot of us do, and ways to be I guess more cost effective. And so for me, I think with outfits and things like that, I've been trying to be more creative in terms of what I wear and how I can restyle things, and looking for old things that I used to wear rather than constantly feeling the need to buy a new outfit or wear a new thing, you know, every week or so. So, yeah.
That's really good. I'm very impressed. I am very impressed.
Oh,
yeah. So, thinking back to the situation where we are, I mean, who do you think are most vulnerable at the moment?
That's interesting. I think I would say the people that are alone in this. So people that don't have family members to depend on, people that don't have a community to rely on. I think, and that can be people with typically high income backgrounds or low income backgrounds, feeling that they don't have the support. And I think also, like I mentioned earlier, just young people, specifically children, and that the mental and emotional impact that can have on them. Also at university, you know, this is your first time managing money, and there is a cost of living crisis. This is your first time ever having to deal with such a thing. And so, yeah, I think probably the people that feel like they have the least support and are relatively uninformed about the issue of money and saving and bills.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you still in contact with some friends from university?
Yes.
And are they similar position to you in terms of having to live at home, go back home, and how are they dealing with it all?
Yeah, so a lot of my friends were all in quite different positions, but I'd say a friend that's in a similar position to me, she has the expense of a car, of running a car and driving to work. And I've seen the impact that that has on her. There's now fuel costs that she has to consider, you know? So I think depending, for my friends that have graduated and things like that, I think depending where you are at in life, this cost of living crisis will affect you differently. You know, some people go back to a home environment where they actually, maybe they're the oldest sibling, or maybe, they're a more responsible member in their family. And so they actually are responsible for contributing to bills and things of that nature. And coming from university, you don't always get a job straight away, you know? You don't always have money straight away, and feeling that pressure to contribute to the household, but not knowing how to do that or how you can be of help, is something that I've also seen within my, like, with my friends. So, right. Yeah.
And in terms of the interest rates are going to go up soon.
Yes.
Will that affect you in any way?
So,
you know, your student loans and things.
Yeah, so I think in regard to student loans, I don't think that would affect me as of yet, because you have to be earning a certain amount to start paying back your student loan. So I probably wouldn't feel the impact of that right now. But maybe in regards to like bank interest and, you know, like borrowing money or using an overdraft, things of that nature, those kind of interest rates will probably affect me and many other young people, because certain things you weren't expecting to have to pay off so soon for the sake of not having to pay back with a really high interest rate, you will need to pay back sooner. So I think those are the type of things that would affect me right now.
Yeah. Because I was going to ask, are you doing anything in preparation, or have you done anything in preparation for that?
Yeah, so I've actually started, you know, I'm having like two separate bank accounts now, and having one place where like all of my direct debits are coming out, and having one place where I can organize my earnings. And, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to give free promo, but Monzo is a really good app. It's a really good bank, it's a really good app. And it helps you to organize your money into pots and to keep track of how much you're spending. And so that's kind of one thing I've been doing, and also just finding ways to reduce my direct debits and see if I can get rid of them, see which providers have better offers, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
you're very well informed. I'm impressed. No, I am impressed.
Thank you. It's not until I started speaking about it that I actually realized, oh, you know, I have something to say.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, oh, mind you, you said it before, really, in terms of keeping positive about all this. I mean,
yeah.
Because there's reports that there may be, obviously I'm not expecting this in terms of you, but there are reports that there'll be increased suicides and mental issues and things like that. So is there anything, have you set your mind in a certain way to remain positive, or you're just positive anyway?
I don't know if I would say that I'm like an optimist or a pessimist, really. I couldn't really say that. But for me, the primary thing that has been helping me, honestly, is my relationship with God. So like, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And so for me, looking to scriptures and the Bible and trusting that, you know, God actually provides for his people, and me having life experiences where I have had very, very little, but everything has somehow worked out, or I've received things when I needed to receive it, or just on time kind of thing. So for me, I'd say my faith is the biggest one. And then also just having very open and honest conversations about my anxieties, about my fears when they do come up, with trusted people, with loved ones, and not being afraid to say, hey, like, this financial situation is affecting me and it's scaring me and I don't know how to handle this. Being very, very open to that, and when necessary, you know, asking for help, whether that is directly financially or just with a listening ear. Like, I need you to support me right now, just as a person. So
yeah,
I think for me, that's kind of how I keep positive, and also not over consuming the information that news outlets and social media puts out, because it can be very, very intense. You can start off trying to find advice and be more informed, and it leads down to this rabbit hole of now you're worried and you're super aware of everything and all these things that could potentially happen to you as a result of this cost of living crisis. And I don't think that's healthy for anyone. So for me, I've been actually cutting down, this hasn't been because of that, but I have been cutting down my social media intake and being very selective of how much news or how much, how many reports or the kind of reports that I'm listening to on a daily basis. So, yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well done. it's important to do these things, because you're protecting yourself, aren't you, really, from the negativity from outside, and not allowing them to encroach your space and your thoughts.
Right, definitely.
That's really good. Any tips that you're willing to share to the masses?
any tips? I think I would say be honest with yourself in regard to how you feel genuinely about this cost of living crisis. Address your fears, your anxieties, and also I think allowing yourself if you're a person that doesn't necessarily have fears or worries about this situation, being confident in that as well, and sharing your confidence and your optimism with other people, and helping them, helping those people that are feeling vulnerable, that are feeling afraid. I think as well, I would say, like I mentioned earlier, just be aware of what you're consuming and what you're filling yourself with and what you're allowing to inform your thought life. Mm-hmm. And you will see a difference. You'll definitely see a difference.
Wow. I am. Because I know you're just recently finished university and everything.
Right.
I'm very impressed with your thoughts and the ways you're dealing with things.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'm very grateful that you've taken time out of your busy day to share your time with me. And I do feel that what you've said will help others. I really do.
Oh, amazing. That's amazing.
I do. I really do. So well done and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's all right. I am impressed. Thank you so much. And I shall leave you to get on with the rest of your day.
Thank you.